Get Abstract keeps you updated with summaries of the best business books published worldwide. Books you absolutely need to know in a convenient, smart format.
Body language and other types of nonverbal communication send messages that often are more powerful than the spoken word. The ability to read and understand nonverbal behaviors, from the obvious to the nuanced, is a crucial skill in any social context, and especially in business. In Body Language in Business, published by Palgrave Macmillan, psychologists Adrian Furnham and Evgenia Petrova set out to debunk popular myths about body language, particularly any promises that you can learn to read people like a book. The authors examined different aspects of nonverbal behavior, such as facial expression, gesture, touch, and eye contact. They also explain ways that body language provides cues and, in some cases, can mislead. Lastly, they offer practical strategies to consider in using your body language as well as decoding others' signals. Furnham and Petrova broadened their examination of nonverbal communication to include other subjects, including feng shui, public speaking, and bullying. Body language enthusiasts seeking detail will find this all-encompassing analysis insightful. For the less committed, the book's aerial view of so many facets of this subject might muddy the waters. However, Get Abstract considers this an essential read for those wishing to sharpen their soft skills or raise their emotional intelligence.
A broad definition of nonverbal communication includes any kind of signal sent through the senses, as well as social statements made via dress, appearance, or the possession of particular objects. Body language, including such visual and vocal cues, is nonverbal behavior that sends signals that communicate to the receiver, consciously or subconsciously. Body language can be subtle or overt, rehearsed and controlled, or spontaneous and physiologically revealing.
Nonverbal behaviors can be ideal for communicating, emphasizing, reinforcing, modifying, or even contradicting verbal messages. In addition to what you say, how you say it has great meaning based on your tone, volume, speed, emphasis, pauses, and more. However, experts who authoritatively announce that people send 70% of their messages nonverbally discount the power of language. In most cases, words are the most accurate, precise way to communicate, particularly because people can't control all their nonverbal signals. For example, blushing, perspiring, or changes in breathing are physical signs of emotions like embarrassment, anger, or sexual excitement.
Body language encompasses many physical signals, such as looks, touch, odor, posture, and expression. For example, people use touch to persuade, sympathize, show affection, or threaten. Many attach a spectrum of meaning to the way a person shakes hands. Animals communicate via odor, and so do people. But this primitive system often operates beneath human consciousness. Posture and body orientation send messages, too. Sitting at the head of a table signals power. Standing over someone indicates dominance.
Humans use gestures for many reasons, including emphasis, indicating directions, or drawing an imaginary picture. Some gestures are nearly universal, such as nodding to show agreement, clapping to indicate approval, or rubbing your stomach to signal hunger. Yet, gestures vary greatly from one country to another. For example, a circle created by your thumb and forefinger means okay in the U.S. and zero in France, but in Central Europe, it is the equivalent of an obscenity.
Facial expressions are highly communicative. Many are innate to humans, such as looks of surprise, fear, or pain. The eyes convey messages as plain as punctuation. For instance, glancing up at the end of a statement to gauge other people's reactions. Eyes communicate complex emotions, like shame. Extended eye contact signals attention, cooperation, and liking. The way people make and maintain eye contact varies among cultures. Outgoing people make more eye contact. Introverts avoid an open gaze. cultural background influences how people use facial expressions in social situations. They compose their faces in one way at a funeral and another way at a wedding. Although people might try to mask their emotions by using a poker face, the more genuine the expression, the more authentically it reads, especially with smiles. Fake smiles don't involve the eyes, and recipients instinctively understand if a smile is real or counterfeit.
Discerning between honesty and deception is a vital business skill, especially in negotiating. People lie for many reasons: to protect themselves from punishment, embarrassment, or threat of violence, to win approval, or to gain the upper hand. Lying takes three forms. The first is the commonly accepted white lie, told to avoid hurting another person's feelings. The second is the kind of expedient lying associated with the stereotypical car salesman, or lying that misrepresents or excludes information to gain business. The third level of lying, falsifying facts or omitting data altogether, is the most insidious in business. Many people rely on body language to deduce if someone is lying. Liars betray themselves via verbal and nonverbal cues. When dissembling, a person will hesitate between sentences or talk about himself or herself in the third person. Speech cadence might vary from slow and uneven to quick and hurried. Liars often are uncomfortable with silences and may explain too much. Nonverbal cues include fidgeting, wriggling in a seat, or making too much or too little eye contact. To detect when someone is fibbing, look for variations outside his or her normal behavior. Consider discrepancies between verbal and nonverbal behaviors.
In many business situations, fluency in body language is a valuable ability. Understanding nonverbal cues can give you an advantage in negotiations, improve your work performance, boost your ability to manage people, and enhance your communications. Nonverbal behaviors are less binding than words during negotiations, yet they can suggest agreement, disagreement, or the desire for a particular course of action. Nonverbal vehicles for relaying messages while negotiating include interpersonal distance, nodding and smiling, posture, mirroring, and eye contact. Good speakers' nonverbal behaviors include assuming an open body stance and suppressing distracting gestures. Engaging orators inspire their audiences, impart information, or persuade their listeners to consider a fresh viewpoint. They rehearse their nonverbal behaviors, such as gestures, eye contact, and stage movements.
As people mature, they learn to read other people's emotions by watching their body language. Some of this skill is innate, while some is culturally learned. In general, women read body language better than men, and extroverts and optimists read people better than introverts or close-minded people do. Body language will not reveal the depths of your soul, but people who read it well can gain accurate insights from a very brief exposure. The main thing to remember is that the power of body language lies in its subtlety, in its promise of an action rather than the action itself. Body language hints toward a certain disposition or behavior rather than identifies or determines it.
Thank you for listening to Get Abstract Book Summaries. To learn more about this topic, simply enter the keywords nonverbal behavior on getabstract.com.